Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. We're launching into the third hour of the program. We've been talking a lot about the government keeping poor people poor. You can go back and listen to the last 2 hours at your leisure over on our website, freetalklive.com. Of course, we have live streams 24 hours a day. Whenever the live show is over on our live streams, the Free Talk Live 24/7 streams, the live show then reruns for 21 hours until our next live show. So you can listen that way. You can also listen via download as well, podcasts or direct download through freetalklive.com. And with you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Derek J.
and Mark.
Derek, you and I spent a lot of time, something like, I don't know, 40 hours.
Yeah.
Over the last week at the county fair. Chris Cantwell was out there with us. Daryl and some of the other activists in the area came out and helped.
Mm-hmm.
But you, Chris and myself, we were there all 5 days. All day long.
It was so much fun.
And it was your
I
first time.
I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. Yeah, I missed it last year, and I was so upset when everyone came back and talked about all the fun they had.
Yeah.
And I love Bitcoin, so I want to talk to the community about Bitcoin, and I had a blast.
Boy, did you.
Yeah.
We handed out hundreds of Bitcoin flyers, which, you know, there really aren't too many Bitcoin flyers out there. You were remarking about this when you visited San Francisco recently, like this supposed Bitcoin Mecca. They didn't even have a single handout to give to people.
Well, I talk about Bitcoin everywhere I go. And so when I went to San Francisco, everywhere I ate and spent money, I was like, hey, have you heard of Bitcoin? Do you take Bitcoin?
Mm-hmm.
And then I wanted to give them something like, oh, well, you haven't heard about it? Here you go. Here you can get set up when I walk away from you. But no, once I walk away, that's out of their mind. You know, so these flyers are very valuable, I think. Even if people don't get a full grasp of what Bitcoin is right in that 30-second conversation,
that's okay.
They can read about it later.
Exactly. You have to strike a balance when you're doing these outreach booths between giving somebody the full picture and just getting information into people's hands. And so for everybody that you spend time giving them the full picture, if there's no one else out there handing out flyers to the other people who are walking by, you're missing opportunities. So I'm not saying it's a bad thing to talk to somebody. We did that, each of us, because we had multiple people there. When you were having a chat with somebody, getting in depth and explaining Bitcoin to somebody who was interested enough to stand there and listen, Chris or myself would have been out there also handing out flyers to the people walking by. So we had it covered. But if you were there by yourself, for instance, it can be, you know, even more of a challenge because on one hand, you do want to talk to people. On the other hand, you also want to reach more people. So it's kind of a trade-off. And we did a good job of, I think, doing all of it. We reached hundreds of people throughout the 5 days with flyers. Even a smaller amount of people installed Bitcoin wallets. And by the way, let's make our recommendations on the air for Bitcoin wallets. We part of this process of being at the fair gave us the excuse to actually really kind of take a close look at some of the wallets
mm-hmm.
software that's out there and assess, you know, what's the best wallet for Android? What's the best wallet for iPhone users? Because for those people who did want to get the wallets, you know, we had to make a recommendation.
Well, best is going to mean something different for each user, but for new users who want it quickly,
right.
We have some good recommendations.
Well, but I also mean best as in it's not crashing, it's not broken when you open it. That, I think, is what I'm qualifying by best.
Okay.
Something that's actually usable, and certainly there is a best for a new user, and then there's other ones that maybe more advanced users can use. But I would say, and you and I used to recommend this Airbits wallet, and we're told that they're working on it and that it's going to be getting better. The last time I tried Airbits, it just would not show the directory, which was the coolest feature about Airbits for me, was that it would show a directory of nearby businesses based on your location as to what businesses actually accept Bitcoin. And for those that don't know, Bitcoin is an amazing digital currency not issued by any government or any bank or corporation that is sort of taking the world by storm to some extent. And you can learn more at weusecoins.com. But to get this information out was really important, and so we were recommending specific programs. You had found one called Bread Wallet.
Yeah.
For the iPhone only, I think, at this
Correct.
Point.
Yes.
What did you like about the Bread Wallet?
That it's so simple and clean and nice. The fact that you download it, It's a small program. Once you open it up, it prompts you with, hey, do you want to set up some security features? You can do that now, or you can do that later. And you can just skip through that process and get right up to a QR code, which is how you send and receive Bitcoin. So this was the best wallet that I was recommending for people with iPhones, because it took literally about 30 seconds for them to get it and receive some Bitcoin.
And that's what we wanted.
That's pretty fast.
Right, that's what we wanted for this booth. And
I mean, imagine a merchant out there who's like, well, I take credit cards, I am hit with 3 or 5% fees, and then in 30 seconds, for no cost, they can start accepting Bitcoin.
Great point, especially if you've ever actually gone through the process of starting to accept credit cards. That is a ridiculously invasive process that takes forever. We've done it here on Free Talk Live
because
we'll take credit cards for the AMP program. And you got to sign up with
and
a merchant provider and the gateway account, and then you got to get the right merchant provider and the gateway accounts that work together.
And you probably got to link it all with bank accounts, too, so you've got to have bank account info, and you've got to have passports or whatever for that.
Yep. And then they have to approve it, and then you got to implement it, and there's got to be this and that. There's all kinds of requirements.
People couldn't believe it, that it was that simple. They were like, that's it? That was always the most common reaction. That's it? There's nothing else to do?
It took longest to download the program. That's what takes the longest about starting a Bitcoin wallet, is however long it takes to actually download the software to your phone, and then, you know, when you run it, boom, there you are. You're good to go.
Yeah.
No application whatsoever.
So the other great thing about Bread Wallet that I think separates it from some of the others is that you can still back up your wallet. You can still save it when you want to. So if you drop your phone in a lake or leave it in a cab, then you can still recover those Bitcoins.
Yep.
If you set up the passcode and all that. So
I'm hoping that we'll see that for the Android at some point, because it did seem like it was a pretty good wallet. There's also, for iPhone, we were told that the Apple version of blockchain, the iPhone version of blockchain.info's wallet, is a good version of that wallet.
Yep.
But the Android one is still broken. It has been more than a year now.
It's not always broken, but it is unreliable.
It's super unreliable.
It doesn't always display the balance correctly, which is a major issue.
No, but it's worse than what you're saying, though, because what happens with blockchain, besides crashing, it crashes too.
Yeah.
But when it's showing this incorrect balance, what you're saying, it's showing the Bitcoin balance correctly.
Yes.
But it's showing the U.S. dollar balance incorrectly. In this case, it was -$0.09 at one point when Derek opened up his blockchain wallet. And that really screws things up, because when you go to pay for something with the blockchain wallet, there's a conversion that goes on, right? The nice thing about Bitcoin wallets is they all will convert right there instantly in the program. Well, how much Bitcoin is $10? Okay, so if somebody wanted to buy the Derek J's Victimless Crimes Free DVD, those are $10. You need to know how much Bitcoin is $10 worth.
Otherwise, you've got to get out a calculator and figure it out.
Yeah.
Or we could label the DVDs in Bitcoin, but that's...
But that price is constantly changing, so that wouldn't make any sense. So you need to have that ability to convert. Well, if the program that you're using, in this case the blockchain Android app, thinks that the U.S. dollar value in your account is -$0.09, that's going to really screw things up when you try to calculate what $10 worth of Bitcoin is. It just doesn't even work. You cannot do Bitcoin in that circumstance. So I'm sorry, blockchain. I don't know what the hell's wrong with your program for Android, but it has been like this for more than a year. And it's just embarrassing when you open up this program. So I won't use it anymore. I'll use blockchain on the internet through a web browser.
Yeah, I like
their web application is awesome. So I don't want to downplay that they're not offering good services.
I use the app and haven't had that much trouble with it, but
lucky you. Maybe you're not using it very often.
And occasionally when I use it, it works perfectly.
Yeah.
So
it just ain't worth it.
It's not reliable though.
If you are trying to go and buy something from a Bitcoin vendor and you can't even get your wallet to open, that's you're wasting somebody's time there at that point. So if you're standing in a line, there's people behind you. That's super embarrassing.
Yeah, that's not fast, and it's not a good way to sell a new technology.
So what we found was, for Android users, something that's I didn't even know about it before. I'd always seen it, and I was like, oh, it's called Bitcoin Wallet. That's creative, and I never really even took a serious look at it. But you downloaded this.
Mm-hmm. It's the top search result in the Google Play Store when you search Bitcoin.
And it's just called Bitcoin Wallet by Bitcoin Wallet developers. They claim that their wallet is actually like the original wallet and that it's used by blockchain or whatever. It's used by these other companies.
It's great.
As a like a base to build their wallets off of. And one of the coolest things about this Bitcoin wallet is that whenever people receive Bitcoin with it, it's got this ching kind of like cash register sound to it, or like change jingling kind of sound, and it's really attractive. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now, you can try it risk-free for 21 days by calling 1-800-939-8536. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 21-day in-home trial. 1-800-939-8536. That's 1-800-939-8536.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We're inviting you to join us on the radio waves at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We know a thing or two about Bitcoin on Free Talk Live, but maybe not as much as Bitcoinist.
Yeah, Bitcoinist.net is the ultimate resource for Bitcoin industry news, reviews, education, and the latest on cryptocurrency's ecosystem. Bitcoinist is the prime online destination for information about the Bitcoin and digital currency industry. Their website integrates a community forum breaking Bitcoin and digital currency news. They also aim to cover fintech and blockchain tech news as well. Bitcoinist has a very sophisticated Bitcoin network statistics, a solid beginner's guide to Bitcoin, and much more. The Bitcoinist platform serves the needs of everyone looking to keep up with Bitcoin and digital currencies, from beginners to experts. Bitcoinist.net.
So we had an amazing Bitcoin outreach booth happening here in Cheshire County, New Hampshire, which arguably is not the most technologically savvy place in the world. I mean, we were...
Oh, my goodness, no.
Yeah, we were out in the middle of the woods, right? Like, we're in Keene, New Hampshire, which is a little city of 25,000 people. It barely even qualifies as a city. Here in the southwestern corner of New Hampshire, which is... otherwise, all rural. It's all woods, just as soon as you go 5 minutes outside of Keene. And so, you know, that's what a county fair is, though. I mean, the county fair is the place where the rural folk come to go and go on rides and look at horses and
cows.
Yeah,
get yourself a little rural on, right? I mean, that's exactly what it is. Even when in Sarasota, where we're both from originally.
It's certainly plenty of a very urban place, Sarasota. Very hip, very gay-friendly and that kind of thing.
Roberts Arena there down isn't exactly downtown, but it's pretty close to downtown.
Yeah.
And they'd have the hogs and the horses and the sheep and
that's
everything
within city
right
limits.
There.
Roberts Arena is definitely within the Sarasota city limits.
By the way, people in Sarasota screaming at their radios.
Robarts.
It's not Robarts.
Not Robarts?
No, it's Roberts.
I always pronounced it Robarts.
Sorry, the older folks in town pronounce it Roberts.
Gotcha. So, anyway, that's just what people go there to do. They go to look at cows and ride rides or whatever, and that stuff doesn't really attract me very much. But that's where people are. And at a county fair, you're going to have, you know, even at a smaller county fair, and this is a smallish county fair, you're still going to get 30,000 to, you know, maybe 50,000 people walking through there on a good, you know, full week of a fair.
Mm-hmm.
And so wherever there's people, there are going to be people who are willing to stop and talk about whatever it is we're pitching. Prior to Bitcoin, we had done the Shire Society Declaration as our pitch. So we were pitching to people walking by like, hey, you want to declare your personal independence? And I think the second year of doing that, we ended up with like 226 people signing the Shire Society Declaration over the 5 days at the fair. So that was really great because more people would be... You know, the not-so-technologically inclined people can read a declaration and sign it. Like, so there was more of a potential for someone to say yes and come over and talk.
It doesn't require a smartphone or Wi-Fi or 5 minutes or whatever.
Or caring about the Internet. Right. And one of the more common responses that we got from people passing by was, Internet? Huh? You know, like,
oh, man.
I mean, I'm exaggerating only slightly there. And, you know, there were a lot of people who were basically said, yeah, I don't have Internet. I don't have a phone and I don't have it at home. And there were a lot of people who responded.
Do you think that's
that
an excuse half the time?
No, no.
I believe
these people.
I mean, these
said,
are people wearing.
I don't have a computer, and they looked pretty proud of it.
Yeah. They're like camo wearing kind of backwoods.
I do business with pig farmers, man. And they've all got Internet. They've all got smartphones.
Well, maybe they're too busy on the Internet to go to the fair. I don't know. Anyway, that was one of the more common responses. So if there's somebody out there laughing at our results, oh, you only got 18 wallet installs. Well, I would like to challenge everybody listening to go ahead and put together their own Bitcoin outreach booth. I want someone
put together
to
any kind of outreach booth.
I want someone to do this better than we did it in Cheshire County, New Hampshire. It's a shame that no one else does anything like this across all of New Hampshire because there's certainly plenty of activists, although I guess it does cost money to put a booth on. It was like $400 for 5 days. That's not that much money, all things considered.
It's a big commitment in time. You put a big
commitment. It's a big time commitment. That's certainly true. But there are supposedly, you know, 1,500 activists in New Hampshire. Surely someone else can put together a booth. So, I mean, if you think 18 is kind of bad, well, I wish someone could do it better. Please, call up, let us know how your Bitcoin outreach booth goes. And please feel free to use some of our ideas, some of the techniques and the suggestions that we're making here. I wanted to talk about this on the radio because we had some interesting experiences, but also to encourage other people to emulate this. This is something anyone can do with a relatively small amount of money. I mean, what does our booth look like? It's one of those pop-up 10 by 10 or 12 by 12 tents. It's got a, you know, got a peace flag hanging there, the LRN banner, the Shire Society banner, and there's an 8-foot table. And then on the table, we've got our Bitcoin propaganda. We happen to have a Bitcoin vending machine, but that's more of a prop than anything else. It's hardly used. I think that was only used twice.
It was used to be pointed to more than anything. A lot of people would ask, well, where do you get it? Say, you know, online exchanges, anywhere you would get money, but you could also use a vending machine like that. And they would say, oh, okay. So you could see it.
So there was that. And then just, you know, some other liberty-oriented flyers that we had there to sort of populate the table, Daryl's newspaper, et cetera. So it's not a complicated
thing. That was a hit
with
folks who didn't have internet.
Yeah. Yeah. The people who don't have internet, you could go, how'd you like a newspaper? And their eyes will light up. Like, oh my, I like newspapers. You know, I get that.
Tweety needs a little good change in underneath.
So, yeah, so please, feel free to emulate this. This is,
it was fun. It was fun. So, you know, I think you'll have fun doing it.
Well, let's talk about some of the negatives that we experienced, because there were a lot of really cool positive moments, but there were a few things that were kind of a bummer, and one of them was, well, unfortunately, you were disarmed, Derek J., after you were open carry.
Again, in all these ways, I keep being disarmed. Yeah, so I can still openly carry, even though I was denied a concealed carry license here in Keene. And I do exercise that freedom as much as possible. And while I was at the fair, I did open carry my Glock 26. And a very polite security man who introduced himself to me the day before came over and almost apologetically
introduced himself as kind of a fan.
Like, yeah, he was like, hey, I've seen your movies or I've seen your videos. And, you know, hey, how's it going? So that
was
cool. He is a cop, yeah. And he was very polite to me, and he came over almost like sheepishly apologetic, saying, "Hey,
because he's a gun guy, you know, he doesn't like that rule."
Sorry, but they want you to take the gun and just put it away. So yeah. I had to, if I were allowed to conceal, I might just do that. But instead, I had to put it away in my car. So
now, apparently there are signs at every entrance that say no firearms.
I didn't see any.
I never noticed them personally. They claim they got brand new signs this year.
I didn't see them.
You know,
I was paying
every
attention.
Year. And I should remember these things, but I almost never remember. It's just like seeing guns carried openly in New Hampshire. And I said this to the cop, Jim. You know, I said, look, you know, it's open carry in New Hampshire. And I just didn't even think of it. I'm sorry. Because I'm there every year. This was your first year. You know, there was another guy, Matt Roach, who was open carrying one year. And he was asked to put it away as well.
Yeah.
And it's private property. And this is actually,
sure.
It was this that when this happened previously was what led me to learn this. Because, Mark, I don't know if it's the case in like Sarasota, but in a lot of cases, fairgrounds are county or state-owned property, right?
It seems like it.
Yeah. But in Keene, New Hampshire, or in this case in Swansea, which is the town to the south here, this is actually not state-owned property. This is a private grounds, and the Cheshire Fair is a privately held organization. So we absolutely were on their private property, and so you abided by the rules once they were made clear to you.
And he wasn't in a rush to disarm me either. We had a long conversation
about
before
guns
I did that.
And
yeah.
Things like that. Yeah. And, of course, you only had to put it in your car, so it wasn't like they made you take the car off the property or anything.
Yeah.
Like that. So that was all right. There's more coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
It's so lonely here. I can barely stand it. I'm waiting for you to stroke your keys and unload over gcnlive.com/community. Oh, come on. I know you have things to share. And there's a whole place waiting for you to share them. Light some candles, pour yourself a drink, and get cozy. Log in at gcnlive.com/community. Lots of people are satisfied. Why not satisfy yourself at gcnlive.com/community? I'm waiting. Get out of the friend zone at delicious.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Join us here at 855-450-FREE. Who else has done Bitcoin outreach at the county fair? We've done it. We've done it 2 years in a row here in Keene, New Hampshire, and I was just so honored to have the to be able to share this booth with you, Derek J. and Chris Cantwell. You guys are two of the best I've ever worked with doing outreach. You guys are really, you know, effusive. You're enthusiastic. You're willing to talk to people.
Yeah, you're not there just to hang out.
Right.
I remember when I went and helped you at the county fair there for a little while, and it's exhausting getting out there and doing that every minute. I did it for a couple of hours?
Yeah.
And I'm like, whew, that's some work.
Yeah, well, I mean, it is some work, and especially if you're outside. You were actually, what you're referring to is we were indoors in the air conditioning at the county fair.
Was it air conditioned there?
Yeah, it was air conditioned. We were inside the Roberts Arena, but out here, there is an indoor location, but I wouldn't want to be in the indoor spot. There seemed like there's more people outside, and so I'm glad we were outdoors. We'll talk more about it coming up here because there were some negative sides to it, and we'll get into that.
There's a movement in healthcare today. It's a movement of people that's ready to stand up and take charge of their health care. It's people like you and me who are tired of paying too much for health care and getting too little. People who are standing up for their values and letting their conscience make their decisions based on timeless principles. It's a movement that's sweeping the nation, and you need to be part of it. Liberty HealthShare is leading this movement of people who are looking for an alternative to traditional health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a healthcare sharing organization of people who are sharing the cost of healthcare in an easy and efficient way. Choose your own doctor, choose your own hospital, live out your values in healthcare, join the movement. Let's take charge of our healthcare for good. LibertyHealthShare.org. 1-855-58-LIBERTY. LibertyHealthShare.org. 1-855-58-LIBERTY.
So it was very hot at the Cheshire County Fair on a couple of the days. A couple of days was nicer. One day it rained, kind of cooled things off. But it was pretty hot, like sweltering hot.
It was in the 90s on the first day. And 96, I think, was the high.
You decided, Derek J., to take your shirt off
at
some point.
And I was in short shorts, too.
Yes, you were. And not the shortest of short shorts. You know, your junk wasn't hanging out or anything like that. But, you know, they were pretty short. Mm-hmm. And so you didn't have a whole lot on in the way of clothes. Didn't bother me none. In fact, you got some compliments on...
I got a lot of compliments.
On having your shirt off.
Hey, you look cool.
Right.
It's like, yeah, I'm nice and comfortable. I bet you were. You wish you were this comfortable.
Yeah, exactly. But there was one lady in particular. Actually, there were a couple nasty comments from some people walking by. One lady,
that's disgusting.
Yeah. And one of the other carnies was insulting to you as well, who later that same carny came around and said he thought that we should be kicked out of the fair.
He's just jealous.
Because we're not allowed to be hawking, he claims, which is ridiculous. If I couldn't call out to people at the fair, like, hey, heard about Bitcoin? You know, yelling basically at the people who are sort of across the road from us walking by. There was actually sort of a two-lane situation where there was like a median.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it was a fairly wide area of the park that we were in. And so even if it was smaller, I'd still be calling out to people. And this carny came by on like the last day, told us he hoped we got kicked out next year because we were hawking and you're supposedly not allowed to do that. He was like, why don't you read your contract? I'm like, well, I have read the contract, and if I wasn't allowed to, you know, pitch things to people, I wouldn't be here, because there's no point in getting a booth somewhere just to sit quietly behind a table and wait for people to come up and talk to you.
Like the Hillary Clinton people did.
Yeah.
Every time I go into these political booths, I go over there, and, you know, I take a look or whatever, they're like, can I help you? Well, no. You know, like, I don't know exactly what you're supposed to help me with. So, you know, why don't you tell me something that you've come here for?
Why are you here?
Why are you so in? What? It's amazing. People just go there to sit.
Both the Republicans and the Democrats almost. And it wasn't just like this in New Hampshire, Derek J. Like I said, I used to do these outreach booths in not for Bitcoin but for Liberty in Sarasota, Florida, and it was the same thing there, man. These other political parties, they just sit. They've got their booth usually loaded with stuff, or it's either one or the other. Loaded with stuff, like the table just covered full of things, or they'd have one thing on the table. So there was never any kind of medium ground. It was either way too much or almost nothing. And there was actually a table like that. The John Birchers were there. They just had piles of things on this table. You couldn't possibly. I don't think they even knew everything that they had on this table. And people just sit quietly, and you've got to pitch people. You've got to talk to them and ask them for the order. You've got to get their attention. They're walking by. They got something to do. They're going in that park. They want to see the what was it, like some sort of pig race or, you know, whatever was going on.
Tractors were running into each other.
Right. The demolition derby on Sunday. So they got something they want to see. They wanted to go see whatever with the kids. And so we would say things like, oh, well, you know, come on back if you got some questions. We'll talk later. And that, a lot of times people would say, okay. As they're walking by. And
sometimes they would.
And that sort of kind of reserved them when they would come back by, because we were right by the entrance, which was kind of, it had its benefits and its downsides. So it was hot. You had taken your shirt off. And then at some point, some lady who works with the park in some kind of motorized wheelchair-like device, she comes over to you. And what was it that, you know, basically that she told you?
She said to me, hey, I'm going to just warn you that you're going to have to put a shirt on. Now, I'm just with information. I'm not security, but Lori, see, she's not as nice as I am. And so I'm going to give you the warning before Lori comes over that you have to put a shirt on. And I just smiled, okay, and just didn't put a shirt on. Later I did. I felt like, okay, well,
so
things
have
cooled off. Yeah. Well, as things cooled off, I put it on. When it got hot, I took it off again. And she came by again, like an hour or so later, saying, Lori knows.
Lori knows. So right. I'm supposed to be like,
get ready.
Now I'm afraid because she's warned me that, you know, she's the nice version. And she was like, she was okay. But Lori apparently is very mean and nasty, according to this woman.
Now, well, what I was telling you at the time was I know Lori, and she's the grounds manager of the fair. And her and I have had a very nice relationship. She's been very cordial and very nice. She actually works for the county prosecutor's office as her day job, and this is sort of the other thing she does. And so I was like, well, you know, if Lori had a problem with it, she'd probably come talk to you. And it actually wasn't until the next day, I believe, when Lori finally did come over.
Well, she had been walking by several times throughout the day and never said anything. You know, I was there shirtless and calling out to people. I wasn't hiding in any way.
Right.
So she had ample opportunity to come up to me and say something, and she chose not to. So the next day, apparently she approached you.
She did, and yeah, she seemed to have almost waited till you weren't around, and she approached me about it, and you know asked me to have you put some laundry on or whatever, and the claim is that this is a family park.
Should have
or
put
whatever.
A bikini top on, see what they did with that.
Well, that was my question: was would you do the same thing to a girl in a bikini?
Right.
And the claim
oh, you
was,
asked that.
Yes.
Oh, excellent.
Yes, and the claim was they would. If the girl was working at, you know, some sort of booth.
Okay, so customers of the fair can take their shirts off, but
yes.
People working there can't.
All right, yeah, all right. So that was the claim. And okay. I would love to test that claim. Actually bring out a girl in a bikini next time, but we need more girls in bikinis here in New Hampshire.
No girl in bikinis getting anywhere near you, pal.
I don't know about that, Mark. There's a lot of girls that are into Bitcoin, and if we had one up here, then we might be able to find one willing to
I got to tell you, the whole booth babe concept,
it works.
It's offensive.
What do you mean offensive? It
offensive.
Works.
What are you talking about?
I've gone to these events and these gals at these things that are sort of paid there to be, you know, display meat, that kind of thing, and don't know anything about Bitcoin.
Well, yeah, she's going to have to know about Bitcoin, duh.
It was the same way at other events
boobs
I've been to.
And brains.
Right. Well, yeah, that part's great, and I have no problem with somebody who looks good and is knowledgeable about their subject. It's the looking good.
No, I got you. I got
and
you.
Then not being knowledgeable
about the people that are just
that's
handing
what's
flyers
out. Offensive. That's what a booth babe is.
Okay, I got you.
Somebody who looks good and understands their, their feet. They're not of a booth babe. A booth babe is somebody
fine.
Who's hired to do a particular job, which is hang out there and be attractive. That is offensive.
I thought I looked good.
I thought so, too. All right, we'll come back with more here in moments. 855 450 free, and the other crackdown. We'll get into that coming up here as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through ExpressCoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
All right, don't let anybody tell you that Christmas doesn't come twice a year, because now it does at guns80.com. All right, here's the deal. They're going to make it happen twice this year just for you. It truly is Christmas in July. That's right, Christmas in July at guns80.com. A brand new special, a really awesome special every day till the end of the month, through this weekend at least. Guns80.com, go to guns80.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free here. And take control of the airwaves. 855-450-FREE. We're talking about the County Fair Outreach. Derek J. Cantwell and myself, as well as several other activists, were doing over the last several days, and we're going to get back into that. You can go and see video footage of the war on chalk that happened at the County Fair. You can go there at freekeen.com and see the footage that Derek took of the chalk being erased. We'll tell you about what happened in a moment. First, Livewire's in New Orleans, listening to WGSO. Hey, Livewire.
Hey, how are you doing this evening?
Good. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I wanted to bring up the fact that I would like y'all to expect, or I think you can expect that sometime within the next few weeks, within the next month or so, you'll probably wind up getting a call from presidential candidate Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah? Why is that?
Well, because I'm sending an invitation to him tonight on your behalf, and because he's such an unorthodox type of candidate, it'll be to his benefit to pick up other media outlets, and yours is such a wonderful program, and there's so many smaller media markets throughout the United States.
I can't tell if you're being serious or facetious.
I'm being both facetious and serious because, again, I'm inviting him. I'm a registered independent Eagle voter. I'm not a Republican, but, however, I'm more and more looking that he's going to be our next president. It's a wonderful situation.
What part is the facetious part?
The fact that I don't have any direct connection to him yet, but via this media outlet, which, again, you have a very
You're never
going
to get a direct connection to Donald Trump.
Well,
I mean, he's
not a bad attitude.
He's a fancy person. He's got all kinds of money, and he's got gatekeepers to make sure that you don't get to reach him. He's got bodyguards and gatekeepers.
So you wouldn't take a phone call from him? If he called you, you wouldn't take a phone call?
Anybody can call Free Talk Live. We take phone calls from absolutely anybody. But Donald Trump is the kind of person who's not going to sit and wait on hold. He's not going to call in just like the
every other
caller.
He's got people to wait on hold.
He might just prove you wrong.
Okay, great.
I think will.
All right, great. I look forward to it. Thanks, Livewire. And then
I hope you can keep from cussing on the air.
Why, has he got a filthy mouth or something?
Yeah.
I would imagine that given enough goading that gentleman would just let loose with a torrent.
Oh, really? Yeah, he did get in a fight with El Chapo a little while back. Mexican.
If he's not careful, he's going to be El Dedo.
So yeah, I really if he calls in, great. Anybody can call the show.
Let's get back.
He's going to have to wait on hold just like everybody else.
You're chalking activism related news.
Yeah, well, it wasn't activism.
Center for chalk related news.
No, this isn't chalking activism. This was just fun. I mean, this was just pure fun.
I was not doing activism when I made this little chalk thing. All I was trying to do was give kids. First of all, I put a hopscotch of about 8 squares in front of the booth.
Yep.
And it took us the whole squares. Length.
I don't know what game you were playing.
Well, I guess I didn't know any better because whatever. I did 8. And the 8th one was a Bitcoin symbol.
Right, so nice. It was very cool. It looked great. We took pictures, so yep. It has been memorialized.
Sweet.
I left a little rock down there. In fact, the first person to use the hopscotch was about a 60-year-old man who wanted to use it before I was even finished drawing it.
Mm-hmm.
May I? He asked.
He saw an opportunity.
Oh, yeah. And the next one was a child who saw a rock, picked it up, threw it, and did the hopscotch, loved it. So kids were loving this. Adults were loving it.
That's right. Adults.
And
kids
the fair.
Right. It was actually not our original idea. It was Ed, who's a local liberty-friendly Republican guy. He was working at the Republican booth,
mm-hmm.
but he likes to come talk and, you know, hang out with us as well. Spend a lot of time with the Free Staters, actually. He's a great guy. He came over and told us that he came up with this idea for in front of the Republican booth on a previous day that he had chalked some hopscotch and, you know, kids were doing it. And it was great and people seemed to love it. So apparently the rain that came the next day had washed it away. And he didn't say that he wasn't told he couldn't do that. But yet, 20 minutes after you finished up the hopscotch design...
Oh, it was a problem.
Lori shows up, and she tells you to remove it.
Mm-hmm.
You informed me of this. I happened to be out getting some lunch at the time. I came back, and you had not yet removed it at that point. So I went over to the information booth, which is right across the way, and I said, hey, can you call the groundskeeper or the grounds manager, Lori, up? I would like to talk to her before I remove this chalking that she asked us to remove. And the lady behind the information booth, she told us she thought it was great. She also, by the way, supported you being in your short shorts and being topless.
Yeah. She's probably a good view for her.
She thought that, that this hopscotch was awesome. And anybody who stood there for 2 minutes or 3 minutes would see somebody go and have fun doing hopscotch on this. And so eventually Lori did come around, and I talked to her, and she was in a nasty mood. I had never seen her like this, and maybe it was just a really bad day for her, but she was definitely taking it out on, well, in this case, the children, because she demanded that I remove the chalking. The claim was that it was going to encourage people to block traffic, which is, you know, ridiculous. It was actually, you could argue, maybe even hurrying traffic up because people were hopping faster than they were walking.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly it was true that a small child did take his time going through it. But it wasn't a problem. There's plenty of room for people to walk around it. There wasn't a thronging mass of people trying to exit the park or anything like that. It was just ridiculous. And so I had asked her at this time what I thought was the most relevant question, which was, if there were kids chalking over there, and I pointed to the picnic area, if there were kids chalking over there, would you also tell them they had to clean it up? She claimed she would tell the same thing to kids. And I'm sorry, I don't believe that. I mean, I know she was in a grumpy mood, but I can't imagine she would have come up to a 7-year-old who was chalking on the ground in the picnic area and tell them that they had to remove the chalking. I mean, that would just bewilder me if she actually did something like that.
It washes away with the rain.
Right.
So it's not even like something that needs to be immediately cleaned up or it won't go away.
But I did. You know, I did start to clean it because it's private property and that's what I was asked to do. I didn't feel good about doing it, but that is ultimately what I did. And then she came over later and added more water to it. She came with a soapy rag and dripped water all over it and, you know, cleaned it even further. I mean, I'd made it unrecognizable.
You can use that word, cleaned, because it was like a pitiful
It was ugly.
Yeah.
After I and her had finished with it, it was just like a mess of chalk out in front of our booth.
And it didn't stop kids from trying to play hopscotch either.
Oh, really?
Because,
I didn't notice.
Yeah, even though it was just a messy chalk smudge on the ground, kids were still hopping through it.
So it was just so sad because I guess at one point when I was cleaning it, I didn't notice this, but you did. There was a small child that came up and like looked really dejected
Oh yeah, I got a picture of that where his face is like real sad. Like, what's going on? Why are you ruining the hopscotch?
All he wanted to do was hopscotch.
The other claim that she made, besides that it would impede people walking, was that you're not allowed to be outside of the booth. Well, wait a minute. Are you saying I can't go and get some lunch? I mean, come on. Obviously, you can leave the booth. What they mean by that rule, supposedly, is that you're not allowed to stand outside of your booth and pitch people. So I can't stand in the road and start offering people things, right? I can't be in the middle of the walkway. You have to stay in your booth. So is she saying the chalk was an extension of our booth and therefore a violation of the park rules? Okay, fine. Then they went over and they removed the Republicans' chalking as well, because Ed had also done another hopscotch after we did one. And so, they were enforcing it equally. But boy, what a stupid idea. I mean, just cutting your nose off to spite your face, it was just the silliest thing I'd encountered the entire time. It didn't ruin my day or anything like that. We still had a great time. We still talked to people and, got the word out about Bitcoin. But it certainly ruined the day of at least one small child, and that wasn't cool.
In a positive twist, the next day, that woman who came over to me in the motorized chair actually called me over to her and said, hey, when you got a minute, come on over here, mm-hmm. and apologized sincerely. Gave really? A great apology saying, I didn't mean anything bad by it. I just want to follow the rules of the park,
right.
And, nothing personal. And that I appreciated that apology.
I thought you would. She actually came up to me the previous day and apologized. And you weren't around at that time. And I said to her, well, I'm sure Derek would appreciate it if the next time you saw him, if you would say something to him. So I'm glad to hear that she did that, because I didn't know that until just now.
Yeah.
So that's good to know. And, overall, it was a wonderful experience. We reached so many people with the ideas of Bitcoin, whether shirtless or shirt on, and I thought it was well worth the time and the effort. I'm glad you agreed. I'm glad you had fun, and it helped us, perfect our pitch and really get the word out there.
Oh, yeah. What a great opportunity for – there's all different kinds of people out in the world who could benefit from using Bitcoin, and so this gave me an opportunity to exercise a different variety of benefits that Bitcoin lends to different kinds of people.
Couple of other quick observations. There was one little kid that this Free Stater brought up to come up to the booth. Like, he was super excited about Bitcoin. This guy couldn't have been older than 5 or something like that.
Really?
Yeah, and this guy was super into Bitcoin, and it was just so cool to see that.
He played a Bitcoin game on his little smartphone.
Yeah, like some sort of Bitcoin investor or Bitcoin billionaire, I think is what it was called.
By the end of the week, I was just pitching the kids. I didn't even want to talk to the adults. The kids were way more excited about Bitcoin, and they got it.
But rule that you'll learn doing this fair outreach booth is you can't prejudge people. So sometimes elderly people are interested, sure. And you can't let them walk by if they're going to walk by. Also, I got to give one of my jail buddies a Bitcoin wallet, which is kind of cool as well. So anyway, we'll see you tomorrow night. Check out Derek at TheDerekJ.com and us at FreeTalkLive.com.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them, and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week.
You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.